joined down by Adam Lockwood after the 6-1 trophy defeat at Nuneaton. I'm sure there's no way of dressing up that performance this afternoon, just simply not good enough, and we were played off the park this afternoon by Nuneaton, and you must be very, very disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, first thing I'll start with is Nuneaton were exceptional, to be fair. Whether that's because we were poor or what, but for me, you know, they were good, the movement were good. That I can't really, you know, from my side of things, that I've got to talk about my side, but first of all, I'd like to congratulate them because I thought they were good. Good team performance. And we, to be fair, couldn't be anywhere near a team performance. Individual performances, the worst I've probably seen in a long time. The goals, totally unacceptable. I'd like to apologise to everybody that's sort of been part of this and been here. Well under par for Geisler Football Club. Secondly, I'd like to, an apology on behalf of that dressing room and the squad. And it'll be talked about and addressed 100%. I ain't got too many words, to be honest, about it. Upset. I don't think upset's the word in terms of, you know, I've learnt a lot. That's one thing. I've learnt a lot of things today, which hopefully will stand me in good stead. It'll stand the squad in good stead and stand the club in good stead, because, you know, we can address things that we've seen and that we're not happy about, and it's answered some questions. Obviously, we have to deal with it in a way that we see right.
And it was compounded a bad result, but also compounded by the fact we had an injury to Ash Palmer. What's the earliest on Ash?
We ain't got too much news, to be honest. He's obviously gone off to the hospital. As you could see, anybody that were here, their players as well, a bit of a nasty injury, and you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, because he's been great as Ash for us, and he came out the side and came back in, and he's been outstanding. I feel sorry for him as a player. These things happen, you know. But first and foremost, I hope that we get him right, and it's not as bad as what people thought it might be. But we'll see. We have to judge that when we get the reports from the specialists that are dealing with it.
It's a result in a way that's come against a backdrop of good performances, though. I mean, to see this as an outlier against a range of games where we've put in some great performances and got some good results. If there's anything that's a positive, is it that we can take this as a low ebb and use this as motivation to build into the back end of the season now?
I don't know. I think, to be honest, I'd struggle to take any positives out of that. I think as individuals, me, Dave, everybody included, in you know, within the club, when you have results like this, I say that, you know, well, when we have positive results and things go well, I've been talking about it's everybody at the club connected, and everybody should take credit for it. Well, days like this, everybody's got to feel the pain as well. And if people don't feel the pain and aren't pulling in the same direction and they're blaming other people, and the blame game goes on, you're in trouble. Like it says, you know, everybody takes plaudits, everybody's got to take some criticism. As individuals, that's everybody connected to the club as well. So that's, you know, the whole famous saying, you win as a team and you lose as a team, and that's how you've got to do it. It's a bit, you know, a bit of a corny saying, but that's how it has to be. And if people don't learn from today, then don't stand much chance, to be honest. you know, we'll like I said, we'll deal with things in house and we'll move on and put it right in his next game. That's all you can do.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.